4D Listening Skills. Exercises 2B and C, page 60.
I can't tell you how exciting it is to be here in Osaka today for the famous festival known as the Day of the Dead. And it's such a lovely day too, warm and sunny. The perfect weather for such an important festival celebrated by all Mexicans. Here in Mexico, the Day of the Dead takes place every year on the 2nd of November, which is All Souls Day in the Catholic religion. But the origins of the festival go back to the early civilizations of Mexico, such as the Aztec civilization. With so long a history, it is understandable why the festival is a national holiday here. And it's worth remembering that this is a celebration. There is nothing gloomy or sad about the Day of the Dead. It's a bright, colorful festival that honors the dead and where families remember all the happy times they had with their departed loved ones. I think it's time to take a closer look at what happens on this splendid holiday. Mexicans prepare all year for this festival, planning how they will decorate the altars that they make at the graves of their loved ones, and also for the food that family and friends will share on the day too. Mexicans believe that the spirits of the dead come back to visit their families and that the spirits can join in the festivities. This is why they decorate the altars so lovingly. Each of the graves in the cemetery has a beautiful altar covered in candles, great big bright marigold flowers, and amazing sugar skulls. Families also put out the favorite food of their loved one so that the visiting spirit can enjoy the food too. When families come to the grave to decorate the altar and share some time with the spirit of their loved one, they also talk about the happy times they all had when the person was still alive. People like to tell jokes and funny stories about the past. It's not just the altars at the grave that are decorated either. The streets are also festooned with colorful balloons and candles. The candles are to light the way for the visiting spirits so that they can find their families easily. After people have visited the graves of their family members, they then have a fantastic festive meal. Some families, if it's nice weather like today, like to have a picnic in a park or the countryside, or a big slap-up meal at home. As the Day of the Dead is a party and not a funeral, people's homes are also decorated with candles, balloons, and flowers. It's a festive day with lots of eating and drinking and plenty of laughter. But wherever the family celebrates, they always make a place for the visiting spirits. Often, they'll provide lots of cushions and a warm blanket so that the spirits, which have come a very long way, remember, can be comfortable and well rested. Mexicans also believe that the visiting spirits can enjoy the food and drink. And it's such good food that this is hardly surprising. It's quite strange, but they believe that the spirits consume the food in a spiritual way, and that means that they take all the goodness and nutrition from the food. In the end, though, after spending a wonderful day at these fantastic celebrations, it's obvious that in some ways it has the wrong name. Yes, it is the Day of the Dead, but really, it's a celebration of life in all its richness and color. It's a real family day when everyone can gather together to share and laugh about life. I can't think of anything more joyful.